In this bulletin, Jeremy Corbyn to stand down as Labour leader after Boris Johnson claims an historic victory in the British election. A Morrison government minister takes indefinite leave, and New Zealand rescuers to return to White Island to search for the bodies of two remaining victims. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will stand down from the job after his party's disastrous showing in the British election. Mr. Corbyn says he'll stay on in the position until Labour can elect a new leader. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is on track to win one of its biggest ever majorities, paving the way for Britain's exit from the European Union next month. Mr. Johnson says the result has given the government a powerful mandate to get Brexit done.
I want to thank the people of this country for turning out to vote in a December election that we didn't want to call, but which I think has turned out to be a historic election that gives us now, in this new government, the chance to respect the democratic will of the British people, to change this country for the better, and to unleash the potential of the entire people of this country.
Speaking at the declaration of victory in his own seat, Mr. Corbyn maintains Labour's social justice policies were popular during the campaign.
Brexit has so polarised and divided debate in this country, it has overridden so much of a normal political debate. And I recognise that has contributed to the result that the Labour Party has received this evening all across this country. The issues of social justice and the issues of needs of people will not go away.
Exit polls and counting indicate the Conservatives could win up to 368 seats, giving it a massive 86-seat buffer in the 650-seat parliament. Specialist New Zealand rescue teams have successfully retrieved the remains of six people from White Island following this week's volcanic eruption. Wearing thick protective clothing, Defence Force personnel set off on the mission at first light and returned the bodies to a frigate moored off the island. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush says the search will continue for the remaining bodies, which are believed to be in the water.
This operation will continue. We will, this afternoon, returning with an aerial search of Whakaaro to see if we can identify anyone else on the island. And we are also, right now, deploying our dive team to search the surrounding waters.
Meanwhile, eight New South Wales residents badly injured in the disaster are being treated at Sydney's Concord and Royal North Shore hospitals. The director of Concord's Burns Unit, Dr. Peter Hirsch, says some of the hospital's patients are still fighting for life.
Surgery started yesterday, it continues today, and I would expect we have the bulk of the burn wounds excised and the recovery and the resurfacing or closing the burn wound will take place over sequential surgical procedures.
Another three survivors are being treated at Melbourne's Alfred Hospital. Australia's Immigration Minister has taken indefinite leave for personal reasons. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says David Coleman has relinquished cabinet responsibilities but will continue to serve as the member for Banks in southwest Sydney. Minister for Population, Cities and Urban Infrastructure, Alan Tudge, is taking on Mr. Coleman's ministerial responsibilities in an acting capacity. To sport and in football, Australia and New Zealand have joined forces in a bid to host the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. If the bid is successful, it would be the first time the event has been hosted in the Southern Hemisphere. Venues in all six Australian states would be used, with a renovated 75,000-seat stadium at Sydney's Olympic Park to host the final. Matildas player Steph Catley says both countries have wonderful venues and attitudes.
I think there's something with New Zealand and Australia where we have a really warm, open culture from both countries that can welcome anybody and It would be an absolute dream come true for me to play in front of family and friends. And my dad's side's from New Zealand as well, so I feel like I have a good bond with both.
Well, now tomorrow's weather, very hot and sunny in Perth, 41 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, a shower or two, 19. Canberra, smoke haze persisting and 31. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, possible shower or storm, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, 34 degrees with a shower or two and a possible storm. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.